Was that a vein? On Facebook and also live on the radio show, taking chilling. Hopefully, wherever you are, you find this easily. I'm just taking a minute. I want to go live on Facebook too. Let me put this here. Bam. No. How do you not freak out?
I'm so not fazed by it.
All right. So long. All right, so we're live on Facebook and live on the radio show. I usually post these with like a scheduled time, but at the same time, why not meet some cool people, call in, we'll talk about different stuff. What are we going to talk about first? How do you not freak out? When people ask me about how I seem calm, well, you were just mentioning the other day how I seemed like happy, but I could have been freaking out. Yeah. I'm still worried about things, but so what we're talking about is staying positive, and especially when it comes to like the mind. I'm a very mental person. I share the metaphysics of your inner and outer being. So when it comes to manifesting or it comes to taking the power over your mind, it's not always that simple to control or take over the mind, because we're so used to doing what we're doing. We're so used to thinking the way we think. We're so used to making that the main source of our problems and all that stuff. So what I'm discussing here is it's so quick to fear the unknown, or it's so easy to worry about the bills, or it's so easy to worry. And there's so many situations and factors to that for sure. But in all essence, you got to be in the moment, present moment. It doesn't always have to be like, what's the words I'm looking for? Bougie or woo-woo? Spiritual woo-woos. And you know who you are, you spiritual woo-woos. I just like saying that. It's fun. Spiritual woo-woos. Yeah, we all know those people. You got a sage and you got a... Those are the people that go home and they're not, like, calm. They're freaking out. But all in all, it's about controlling the mind. Like, I remember seeing tow trucks. I don't know if I told you this. I saw tow trucks, like, everywhere. And I was like, no, not my car. Not my car. And I literally just kept doing that. It's easy to kind of, like, freak out, but at the same time, you have to control the mind. Now, I don't know where everyone's at these days with, like, what is today's, what? Today's Monday or November It's already Tuesday. People are probably still at work. Well, I'm at work. So I went live to take some callers. Maybe you guys are like working a job or something. What are those? I don't know what those are.
Jobs.
Yeah, what is a job? I'll be happy and present, dude. So I'll be happy and present. Yeah, so let's talk about the past couple of years. Maybe I'll rewrite the episode and I'll call it like something else. Who knows? Timelines, energy shifting. It's been a lot of energy shifting. What I mean by energy shifting is different timelines and chapters of life, and also collective energy. There's things that come and go. There's things that change our patterns, routines. And I remember, too, I wanted to talk about this. As much as you want to try to do something, like I've been trying to do this for a while now, sometimes we think it's just us, and that's what I was focused on. My goals and determination and energy, and I thought it was just me. Like, I had to be motivated to get to where I wanted to be. I had to be motivated to get to being live again or doing what I'm doing. I felt like I thought it was all me. And there's times where legit, like, it's not just the factor of ourselves. There's so many different other correlations when it comes to timing and alignment. And so maybe we're not meant to do that right away, or maybe we're not meant to do something right away. Because we want to push and pull, we're not meant to do this. We're not meant to have the answers right now. We're not meant to find that answer and clarity at the moment. And I want to remind everyone just the same as that. We're not always meant to have the know and why, like, right now. And even if we know, like, maybe what you want to do, or you want to do it tomorrow, or you want to, the universe sometimes is like, no, chill, you're not meant to do that right now. And that's as simple as that. Like, that's annoying for me. You have no idea how annoying that was. And I say that as an honest spiritual person, not a spiritual woo-woo. Those are different. Stay away from the spiritual woo-woos. They cause trouble and mischief. So we have these times where we're not meant to do that thing right now. And I think the 3D mind wants us to be productive. We're supposed to, we have energy. We're supposed to be productive. We're supposed to do something with our energy. But what the problem comes is that we're not supposed to always do the thing we want to do right away. And we're not always meant to go, like, we just have to go with the flow. And I'll be honest with you. I'm not always a go-with-the-flow person, but doesn't mean I'm out of alignment. All right, we're going to take our first caller, area code 515. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm from Philly.
Philly in the house. What's up?
Not much. Long day.
Yeah. So what's your name?
Jen.
Jen. You calling for a reading?
Sure.
It sounds like, you know, what did you want to call in for to begin with? Do you want to talk? Do you want to hang out? What's up?
No, if you can pick up anything with my dad's health.
Your dad's health. I want to pull some cards for you. I don't always do the cards, but I want to do the cards today.
Thank you.
Well, the past talks about Ten of Cups in reverse with the Five of Pentacles. So I don't know if there was a job situation with his health where he wasn't able to do his thing. And that was in the past. The present is the Sun with the Seven of Pentacles. What's coming up right now is positivity. Right now there's this. So what I'm seeing from the past is the situation with, oh my God, where's this, what's going to happen to me type of thing. presently is the positive with the Seven of Pentacles. So right now, I don't know what they were discussing or if there's any like positive news yet, but this is what I'm seeing is positive news right now. But the obstacle is wanting to work right away, and he cannot go right into it. The future is the Ace of Pentacles with the Nine of Wands in reverse. So things are going to look up for him, but
good.
He's not going to know what to do with himself. He's going through some changes here.
Yeah.
So this is a time for him not to feel upset. The universe is technically pushing him in a new direction for a reason. He needs to do something, maybe a hobby or things that he hasn't done before.
Yeah.
Because he's been so stern with, and I say this with love, you know, positivity. Like, this is my job. This is what I do. This is what I, and when you bring up a change, he's like, no. He doesn't even want to think about it. And the universe is kind of making him like, okay, well, you're going to be good. You're fine. Now you got to think about this new thing. It's something that he's wanted to do, but he kind of forgot it, is what I'm seeing as well.
Huh.
And it's a break from his routine. The other thing about this, too, is there's a reason why he's not meant to continue working the way he has or used to.
Okay.
Maybe it's a little too much for him, or it's a lot of lifting or a lot of pressure. There's a big change with that. I don't know if it's already changed his career or it's not the same, but meant to go in this other place, and I don't know what exactly that is.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's kind of like this situation where it's like, fine, now that I see it this way, it makes sense to me. He's gonna see that. He's gonna be fine. And you kind of already knew that, right?
Well, I mean, what you're saying totally makes sense, if you want me to elaborate.
What about you?
What about me?
Would you like a reading?
Sure.
Because I think asking for your dad, normally I wouldn't do that for people, but it's a situation about health, and you want to know, for sure, yeah. You haven't yet, make sure you like my page on Facebook. The link's in the episode here. It's facebook.com/amillennialsurvey.
Great.
2.0 because it's a new page. All right, so for you in the past, you have the Moon with the Queen of Wands in reverse. There was something in the past that you didn't see fully. And it had to do with your beliefs an experience, but in the queen energy. So I don't know if you weren't ready to step into something new, is what I'm seeing. There was a tower card too. I don't know if it was a relationship. That's when I'm really a relationship, or
I think it was more of a job.
Okay. Because you see all the, because the other card I have here is 7 of Pentacles, and you're looking at all that you've done. Present is the 9 of Cups with the 4 of Cups in the reverse. So you're content right now. It's about fulfillment. Yeah, but you deserve something more, is what I'm also seeing too. Ace of Wands in the reverse. What's coming? Okay. So are you waiting for a raise from this job or something to come in?
Sort of, yeah. Title change.
The future card is the 9 of Swords with the 8 of Pentacles. So you're going to start to see that they're not really looking at you for that. They're looking at you as just working there. That's why that other job opportunity came into play. Because what I'm seeing here is, why did I wait so long to find out that about my work here is just this? Have you talked to anyone about that? or a possible raise?
No, I was thinking the tower was my previous job.
Yeah, that was the past. It talks about the past. The past comes up to continue the story here of what's going on. And so the present, you're content with the four cups in reverse is your obstacle with it. And it's like, well, you're kind of like, you are content, but you're really not. And the future cards here are also the nine of swords with the eight of pentacles, meaning disappointment with this job. So what's holding you back from moving forward from it? How much time you've had there?
The possibility where things, the possibility for opportunities, depending on their strategy. But if, you know, a mature, older company, they're kind of laggards with things. So in my subject area expertise, you know, if it's going to be, I mean, because of the pandemic, my subject matter expertise has kind of been in the spotlight a bit or has had more exposure. So I've been doing very well, but I'm just worried that they're not going to continue the momentum where my I will be stagnant and not fulfilled.
You know, the other things I'm getting too is that you feel lonely even though you're not alone. Your emotions aren't heard.
In terms of work.
Something about you moving. Like you want to go somewhere. I don't know if you had this idea already, but you're keeping yourself stuck here.
Yeah, I actually moved to this state earlier this year and bought a house.
But why does it feel like you didn't want to really?
It wasn't my first choice. My first choice was to move overseas, but my employer would not allow it. And I was not ready to make that leap to leave the company.
Well, let me see here. You're going to do, after this, you're going to do some research, or I will help you ask them about it, or see if there's somewhere to apply for the next level, because otherwise, there was another company that offered you more money.
Around the same time I took this job, yes, but it was slightly different. And I wasn't ready to move to the East Coast then.
Come on over to the East Coast. We're dope people. It's just a little cold over here. Well, what part of the East Coast?
Well, I'm here now. The first job was in Annapolis. This one, I work remote for a company in the Midwest.
You're going to find another opportunity because this one's not going to give you room to grow. They're not even thinking about there's something with financial problems already there. You have the Page of Pentacles with the Judgment card in reverse. So there's going to be a new beginning, but the obstacle is letting go of this is another one that's not going to help me grow. The future is the Fool, meaning going through it as, you know, thinking positive or not thinking negative at all, and then taking action. Because what I'm seeing also is that there's this lack of balance between experience and your value and being recognized for it. That's what I got.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. Don't forget to watch the check the Facebook page too.
Will do. Thank you.
All right, thanks. All right, area code 814. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Amy, and I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Amy from Pennsylvania, what's going on? How you doing?
Hi, I'm calling to see if you see a change of job for me.
First, what I'm picking up on is depression. There's a lot of things going on around your energy that needs to be sorted out because it's not letting you raise your vibration and positivity. You also have
to
make a decision about love life.
There's There's a lot of toxic and evil stuff going on where I'm currently working.
A lot of talk on evil stuff. I'm just, don't take it the wrong way. I'm just picking up what I'm getting right now so far because I can't even address that first, the job thing. You need to get away from people as soon as possible. I'm not just sugarcoating this shit. You need to go somewhere to stay. You need to be alone. You need to get your energy back together because there's someone, I don't know who's emotionally or I don't even want to ask physically abusing you. This has gone on for so long that it's too long. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
I'm not saying it to be a dick. Sorry. I just want to, you know, this is, my guys are being kind of like, what's the deal here? The job isn't even the main problem. You need to get away from people. And you need to stop being afraid of what's next. You need to stop thinking who else is going to love me. You need, I don't know, I have kids too. Is there kids involved?
Yes.
You need to take them where you need to go. Find a friend. It's easy for me to say this, but this is the first thing I'm coming up with. But you know why? Spirit says this too. You know why? Not because you're a bad person. Because you're not meant to be with certain people around certain people. They're taking energy, and you need to stop helping people completely. It doesn't matter, family or friends, whatever. The people that you know are taking advantage of your energy and time and things. They're literally training you. Where you're being good for 5 minutes, and all of a sudden, not so good. You're now upset. People around you literally want to see you upset because they're not happy. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
So when it comes to the job thing, you're going to find better opportunities, results. You're going to have a whole different mentality, but you need to stay with someone for a couple of days. You need to get away again, it's easier said than done with from me. But because there's so many things that keep happening to you where you go to a job, you'll start a job. Hypothetically, this is what my guys are saying. You'll start a job. You know, number one, you don't like the job. Number two, you're just doing it because you need the job. And number three, then you lose the job. It's not even your fault. And you don't know what's up and you think it's you. And this has already happened, they're telling me.
Well, no, I haven't lost any. I've been at the same place for years.
People around you. Do you live with family or I see too many people, I'm getting too many people around you or connected to you. So what is up with family?
I don't know what that could be. I have my own pals.
Okay.
It could be all the work crap.
Do you talk to your family often? Are you always talking to different people that you're connected to? Like family or, I don't know. Is there problems with family? Because this is energy.
No.
And so people can think about you. People can be connected to you in different ways. So when I mentioned a lot of different things in the beginning, you said there's negative things already happening?
At work, there's a lot of shady, backstabbing, conniving things going on.
Okay. And we went to your relationship or problems at home. Because there's other things that I can't just do on the live radio show type of thing. They might not want me to talk about it. It's probably why I'm not getting everything I need to get right now. But that's the main focus, the home situation. There's things that you're not talking about in your personal life to people and friends, and there's also things that you don't know about in this relationship that my gut is what I'm being told.
Okay. doesn't make sense.
Because you've been wondering about a lot of stuff, and you think just because they're telling you, "Oh, I was over here," that's where they were. Very controlling. When it comes to the job thing, I'm also getting you're supposed to be going back to school for something. You keep putting it off.
There's a computer class that I've been wanting to take, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, it could be that simple. We could be going back to school for that, too. Let's see what's going on at work. You're also looking for another opportunity at the same job. Intuition images. What do you want to happen with this job that you currently have if you hold on to it?
Oh, I don't want to. I'm not staying there.
Because this is talking about believing in what you want to create. So what is, you have to start believing in yourself and your value and your experience. What do you want to do?
Well, there's telework jobs that I put in for.
Telework?
Yeah, like working from home.
And that's what you want to do?
Yeah.
I mean, if you want that, that's what you're going to get. But you have to also be realistic on what they're – because what I'm hearing is if you want a certain salary or a payment, you have to think differently. If you want – you're going to get what you want, but you also have to believe and know what your value is. Because what I'm also hearing is that this – you're cutting yourself short from what you really deserve and want to do. Because what I'm hearing when you say teleservice – it's just convenient. And what I'm also hearing my guide say is that you're supposed to be doing something else that you're full of, like, passionate about or excited about. And then I'm also hearing there's all these different reasons, but I'm telling you what I'm hearing. That's all. You're going to get what you want, but you also have to believe it, because you have the Hierophant Magician, which means your intuition and also believing, creating it. You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's the law of attraction. What I also want to add to it is you really have to work on loving yourself. And I don't mean to say that in a, it's easy to say that. You have to start giving back to you, loving you, spending time with you, asking yourself questions and being more in tune with yourself, because you're going to repeat the same thing. And there's also other things, like I said before, I was getting that you need to start addressing and making decisions about, because you keep getting stuck in the same pattern. You keep looking for fulfillment and you can't find it. And I'm going to tell you right now, with the job that you want, you're not going to find it there either, because there's something else that you have to think about. What is it that you really want to do? You're not supposed to just do this. I'm just saying this out of love. The at-home thing, you're meant to be doing something much more. And I don't know if you put it aside or you're thinking about it or you haven't figured it out yet, but more than what that is. But you deserve more. You deserve to be of different experience or passion. That's, my God, say that's not feeling passion. All right?
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. We're going to take area code 917. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi. My name is Ashiel. I'm calling from New York. Can you hear me? I'm San Francisco.
Yeah, what's up? You calling from New York? What part of New York?
New York City.
Yeah. The city's about an hour and a half from me. I'm in Poughkeepsie.
Say it again?
I'm in Poughkeepsie.
Oh, yeah, okay. So we're pretty much neighbors.
Let's see what's going on with you. So the past talks about the King of Cups in reverse, the Nine of Swords. So something happened where you lost your fulfillment and confidence and happiness with something in particular. It could be relationship. It could be a big It was a drastic change for you. It made you feel that you weren't worth anything, really, what it comes down to. But there was a completion with that. So whatever happened in the past. Your present, death card in reverse. Eight of Wands is the obstacle. You have to let go of whatever you're holding on to, because whatever's supposed to be done, the Death card is coming up in reverse, meaning you're not letting it complete. It could be a relationship with someone. It could be something or a situation that you just can't get over. But the obstacle is the Eight of Wands, which is telling me, it's also saying, what choices do I have? Meaning you. What do I do about this? Handle it, move on, but it's emotionally, with the fulfillment card, it's like the foundation of everything you have emotionally. It's just like it completely ruined you. Not really, but that's the expression. Your future cards are the Seven of Wands with the Two of Wands in reverse. You're frustrated. You're trying to get your explanation out. You're trying to figure shit out at the same time, but you keep looking back. So this is distracting you. It's taking your distraction away from your everyday life, your happiness. You're trying to, basically what I'm seeing here too, is you're trying to force this back together. It's taking your time away. It's taking your happiness away. You're not meant to go backwards. You're meant to finish this and move forward. What my guides are also saying is that you need to believe in the happiness that's ahead of you, not what you thought you had. This is actually a blessing in disguise too. Because whatever, I'm getting relationship. Is this a relationship?
Yeah. It's somebody from my past that really hurt me really bad in the past. Not only in relationship, but also financially. I was really, you know, but I walked away from that relationship. But that person came back this year, really begging to come back to my life. But I'm not interested, and I'm trying to stop it, but that person doesn't seem to understand. And it seems like that person is energy trying to get, you know, get with me, but I'm not interested at all. So I don't know, you know, maybe, you know, trying to be as polite as possible, but maybe I should just use the F word or something, so maybe that would be clear.
You're going to have to be blunt and cut them off, because that's what's distracting you. You're gonna, if it's not communicated that to that understanding, they're gonna keep pushing and pushing and pushing. And you know what? It's not fair to you. There's not even like a whole. They're not being honest with you. They're not. You already have the answer to it, so you're gonna have to be blunt and cut it off. Because otherwise, you're going to regret it.
I did say it was over, and, you know, I was not the best and all of that, but I keep still getting texts or call me. I need to call. I don't even answer the phone calls anymore, you know. So it's just like, but at the same time, I feel like that energy is trying to bring me back. I do agree with you. So I'm just trying to, you know, so I figure maybe next time I would just say F you and get a fuck. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't want to get to that point, but. Yeah, and maybe need to get to that point. You know what I mean?
Maybe, yeah. All right, man. Well, thank you. You have any other questions?
Career-wise, do you pick up anything?
Do you have your own business?
I had it. I put it on hold. I had an online business. I put it on hold. but I'm trying to figure out if there's something else I wanted to do. So far, I haven't found anything else. So I'm thinking maybe with the new year to go back into my business and then just try to grow from there. So,
yeah, the first thing I heard was you were looking for like a location, or you should be looking for a location for your business, or something with your own business is what popped in my head. Let me also see.
Yeah, that's where I've been the most successful, when I work for myself. I mean, I work with people, yeah. It was a disaster.
But I also heard you don't always have to stay in the city either. It could be hypothetically, let's say I'm near Poughkeepsie, but in the past, you cannot do any partners. You're not meant to do any partnership.
Yeah, I learned my lesson. Yeah.
Okay. So right now there's not an equal amount of give and take with work. And the obstacle is, so you can start your business whenever you want. It's really up to you, because you have the Four of Pentacles as the obstacle, meaning whenever you feel good for it, whenever you're meant to do it. Future, King of Pentacles with the Knight of Cups. Whenever you're ready, man, it's really up to you. I don't know if it's going to relate to Christmas time or not, or you want to wait, but the sooner the better.
Okay.
All right.
What does that mean, that you say the future is what, 10 of Pentacles? Is that what you say, the future is it?
So you have the King of Pentacles. Let me see. King of Pentacles and for the future, the Knight of Cups.
Yeah. Okay. What does that mean?
So the King of Pentacles, King is the masculine energy of the Pentacles. And it's the confidence in knowing and trusting. The Pentacles can be about your ideas, seeds of thought that come to fruition. They could be about financial. But what I like to look at it, your ideas turning into reality. And they're also the foundation of the home. So the belief and knowing. So you have the Knight of Cups as the obstacle with it. The quicker that you have the belief and want to open the business sooner, you're going to be offering yourself and also giving yourself happiness and fulfillment, because that's really where it's at for you. So it has nothing to really do about the right timing. It's just more so about you finding that right place at the right time for yourself. And that's up to you. I mean, I can tell you this, but at the same time, maybe you aren't going to be ready till. But your happiness is there, and you know exactly what you need to do for it. And it's just waiting for you, essentially.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, man. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye. All right, let's take a break. After I find a song.
Like they know me, dawg. Don't just say it down, you gotta show me what you gotta do. Bring the clip back empty. Yeah, asked to see the ball, so they sent me, dawg. I just broke her off with a 10-piece, dawg. There ain't nothing, I'm just being friendly, dawg. Just a little 10-piece for it, just to blow it in the mall. Doesn't mean that we involved. I just put a Richard on the card. I ain't going playing ball, but I'll show you how the fuck you gotta do it. If you really wanna fall, take a fall when you're back against the wall. And a bunch of niggas need you to go away. Ain't it going bad on them anyway? Saw you last night, but didn't talk day. Yeah, a lot of murk caught me in a hard way. Got a sticky and I keep it at my dog's place. Girl, I left you loving magic, not a saw shade.
Still going bad on you.
And they're off. And they're on first time to a pretty good break with 22 seconds to jump and 3.25 miles to go. And he's supposed to go on. All very fine. On the inside, shows ahead of Hankia, 3 times and Kelly's on and up the first four. As they jump to fence number one. All safely over that and racing.
I can feel like 80 rats in my Mary's. Me and Drizzy back to back is getting scary. If you fucking with my eyes, just don't come near me. Put some bins all on your head like Jason Terry. Richard Millie cuts a Lambo. Known to keep the better bitches on commando. Every time I'm in my trap, I move like Rambo. Ain't a neighborhood in Philly that I can't go.
That's a Fendi.
For real. Shit you said, yeah, we know that's cap. You ain't got to ask me when you see me, no, I'm straight. BTOVO, we back again, going fat. Just a little 10-piece for it, just to blow it in the mall. Doesn't mean that we involved. I just put a Richard on the card. I ain't going playing ball, but I'll show you how the fuck you gotta do it. If you really wanna fall, take your fall when you're back against the wall. And a bunch of niggas need you to go away. Still going bad on them anyway. Saw you last night, but did it broad day.
Alright, so my name is Joe, and I am a Millennial Third Eye. And I'm going to end this live radio show for now, and I'll probably come back on either tonight or tomorrow, or I got one coming up on Thursday with Candace. Look out for that episode. If you don't already like the Facebook page, make sure you like the Facebook page and check it out. Peace.